This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I want to check in with Senator Chris Murphy, who is doing his annual walk across Connecticut, where he does a lot of walking, does a lot of talking, and does a lot of listening. The junior senator joining us here on Brian & Company. Mr. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm fighting for my life here on Federal Road in Brookfield. I'm continually reminded of how awful this state is for pedestrians when I walk across the state. There's a very small shoulder, so hopefully we'll make it all the way through this phone call.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
How's it going? Talk to me. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, this is my ninth year. I mean, it's not cliche. It is my favorite week of the year because I just get to listen to a whole bunch of people who are not really political. I mean, the folks that I talk to are walking their dog or filling up their gas tank. You know, they have things they care about, but, you know, they're not really plugged into, you know, what's on MSNBC or Fox News. So I just finished up a conversation with a couple who was walking their dog, who was, you know, talking about the lack of senior housing in Connecticut. So they knew that we needed to build more workforce housing for young people, but they want to downsize out of their house, and they're worried that we're not building enough housing for seniors. They want to stay here. They don't want to leave in their retirement years. You know, and I could tell that they weren't folks that were paying attention to politics on a day-to-day basis, but they were like really excited to have a conversation with me about something that they cared about. So it's been good. This is my third day. I started out on Wednesday up in the northwest corner. I'll finish somewhere down around Norwalk and Westport tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, I'm just learning a lot, yeah, which is great.
But in terms of whether it's politics or other issues, are the concerns, whether they're political or something like housing for seniors, are they different than a year ago? And if so, how?
Well, I would say every single year I do the walk, housing, you know, becomes a bigger and bigger issue. I mean, this year it's clearly been the number one issue, probably other than Trump. And so that's notable. I will say there are some years where the headlines kind of never translate to what people are talking to me as I, you know, walk through these towns. This year, you know, Donald Trump is on a lot of people's minds. There is a real level of anxiety that I can feel from people about what he's doing to our democracy, the corruption, a lot of people asking what they can do, a lot of people feeling a little powerless. And so, you know, that is a little bit of a difference from years past, where sometimes the stuff that's in the news on a daily basis doesn't translate to the walk. This year, it definitely is. Trump is a big topic.
You know, we're talking with Senator Chris Murphy here and Brian & Company. He's walking across Connecticut, as he's done for almost a decade. But you bring up Trump, and I mean, your profile has obviously shifted. I mean, you're putting yourself out there a lot. And the metaphor I've been using on the show is that basically Republicans are in a huge minority here in the state of Connecticut. And I'm an unaffiliated voter. I vote split ticket. I reserve the right to criticize Donald Trump. I reserve the right to criticize, you know, Chuck Schumer. But the Republicans here in the state, I have a healthy respect for them because they're in a big minority, but more often than not, they offer a counter proposal and not just criticize the proposal. And my criticism of the Democratic Party right now is that I feel like they're telling us what Trump is doing is bad and wrong and so on and so forth, but I'm not hearing enough proposals on what could be done to have a choice. And are the Democrats in leadership like yourself, are they aware of that? And are we going to see more in terms of like concrete things that we can make choices on?
Well, I mean, I don't know that there is, an easy alternative for some of the things he's doing. Like, this is the most corrupt White House in the history of the country. We don't have an alternative for how we're going to be corrupt differently. He's trying to destroy our democracy. He seems to, be really focused on, trying to bully journalists into submission, legitimizing political violence. Like, I don't have an alternative in terms of how I would destroy democracy differently. So a lot of it is that we are just trying to stop him.
But what about like something like trade? Because obviously there are a lot of people I talked to who said, trade has been unfair, but I don't know why we're making, enemies out of our friends, or something like, the budget, where, I think that a lot of people could swallow some difficult pills if it meant, reducing the debt and the deficit. Like, I think there are opportunities there that somehow aren't necessarily being taken up.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you there. I'm just saying there are some of these fights where it is just a matter of trying to stop some of the bad things that he's doing. On trade, I think it is a good example of, a way that you can do it very badly, and like he's doing it, where he's just applying tariffs, but with absolutely no certainty. One day the tariff is 20, next day it's 50, the next day it's off, the next day it's on again. And that just stops the economy in its tracks. The right way to rebuild American industry is to use tariffs, but with certainty. And then also to do some incentives, to provide some incentives to American companies to rebuild factories in the United States. The tariffs alone won't rebuild American manufacturing. You've got to have both carrot and stick. So, yes, we should and can offer alternatives. But it is also true that right now, because the threats are pretty high and the cost of the tariffs will be just absolutely awful on Connecticut consumers, that we do have to just try to focus on stopping a lot of this stuff.
Senator Chris Murphy joining us here. We just have about 2-3 minutes left as he makes his journey across Connecticut, hopefully safely. Has today and then tomorrow, and then he wraps things up. I'm curious, because I want to ask a broad question so it doesn't seem like a leading question. How do you view, because I believe in competitive government. I think it's where the best here in Connecticut, 2017, is when you got this, the guardrails that really put the state on better footing. And, in the Clinton years, that's when they balanced the budget. How do you view your party right now, and what does it need to do to get more traction for the midterms and then maybe going into 2020?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly have strong feelings about that. I mean, I think the economy is rigged against sort of working people. I think corporations are way too big, have way too much power. Trump talked a lot about that in some of his first campaigns, but it's kind of been absent from his rhetoric and certainly absent from his policy. I think Democrats, you know, need to be a party that is really standing up for working people and talking about how to deconstruct corporate power. But I also think we need to be a bigger tent party. We've become really judgmental about people that don't agree with us on, you know, a host of really tough social and cultural issues, whether it be abortion or gay rights or climate, even guns, something that I care a lot about. And I'd love us to be a party that says, listen, if you believe in unrigging the economy, if you believe in a higher minimum wage, powerful labor unions, breaking up the monopolies, then be with us. And even if you don't agree with us on all these issues, climate, guns, gay rights, transgender, listen, come on in. We want to be a bigger tent party where kind of economic reform, unrigging the economy, is the tentpole. That's a tough conversation for Democrats because we kind of got used to applying all these litmus tests. But I think that's the path forward for us.
Have real quick 30 seconds. You know, I know you're doing a lot of different things, but the so-called Big Beautiful Bill is headed your way. Maybe one or two things that you think might change with it?
Yeah, it's a real disaster for Connecticut. You know, it's going to kick a lot of people off their health care, and Connecticut's going to raise our taxes because of the big cuts in reimbursements to the states. I mean, I hope they really take another look at these Medicaid cuts. And then I hope that they get rid of the blue state tax that's in the bill. In the House, they crafted a provision that would cut reimbursement rates to blue states, just to Democratic states, by 10%. Just a punitive measure that, you know, might be unconstitutional, never mind being totally immoral. Hopefully they'll knock that out as the Republicans consider it in the Senate. That certainly is top of mind for those of us that represent Connecticut.
You like the beard?
I don't know. I'm soliciting input on it, but you know, I'm going to keep it at least for the rest of the walk.
Yeah, my gray isn't symmetrical, so I can't do it. But listen, Mr. Senator, I appreciate the time and good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Senator Chris Murphy joining us here on Brian and Company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.